Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey today, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at cash hog prices today, which are called mostly steady in the West, on ideas that packers need additional animals for early next week. But bids in the Eastern Corn Belt are expected to be steady to possibly weaker. Sources in the West said supplies of slaughter-ready hogs are very current after average weights in Iowa and southern Minnesota last week declined from the previous week by 2 pounds. In the East, most plants are full for this week. Peoria is called steady with a top price of 41 even. They say their butcher run is light. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, February 7th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,709. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.50 to $69.59. The weighted average was $64.25. That was down 76 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.58 to $53.50. The weighted average was $50.97. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $10,857. The base price range $57 even to $68 even. The weighted average was $64.19, down 19 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $45.98 to $53.50, and the weighted average was $50.86. We'll take a look at the pre-opening call. We'll get that from Ellen Dearden coming up in a moment. We'll also get a look at overnight trade on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. First of all, look at our growing area's weather. I'm here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, no big changes in our big picture. We still have a lot of cold air to get through before we look for a warm-up, and light snow showers will bring minor accumulations to portions of the Midwest at various times. Did happen yesterday in the western portion of the Midwest. High temperatures again in single digits and teens in the north, with teens and 20s to the south. 30s only reach their way as far north as southern Missouri and Kansas. Lows this morning back into single digits below zero across northern Iowa, northern Ohio, northern Indiana, and even in through the northern half of Illinois and southern Wisconsin. A few northern Illinois locations and northern Iowa reached down to around 15 below zero, and lows were in the negative teens to 20 below zero across eastern Dakotas and in through Minnesota. Light snow showers will occur again today and tomorrow across portions of the western corn and soybean belt with little resulting snowfall. Snow will be a little more widespread on Saturday in the west with a dusting of up to 2 inches, likely from eastern Nebraska through southern Iowa, northeastern Kansas, and into Missouri. Next wave of widespread precipitation will start to take place on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and continue through Tuesday. Most of the precipitation, obviously with temperatures this cold, will be snow and accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, and locally more expected across areas of the Midwest. Southern areas may see a mixture of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow on Monday. Significant icing is possible from central and southern Missouri through the Ohio River, and that would include southern portions of Illinois and extreme southern Indiana. The weather will be mostly dry until the middle of February, when light snow showers will be common across the Midwest. The next big storm system looks to be taking place on February 19th and through the 21st. But again, that's far enough off that we're not going to put a whole lot of confidence in that. But it does look like things will stay considerably colder than average across the Corn Belt, and the continued cold weather will continue to stress livestock. Recent improvements in snow cover beneficial for the insulation of the soft red winter wheat area in the lower Midwest. And in the south, warm weather continues along and near the Gulf Coast, promoting the early season field work. Cool weather returning to the interior south and southern mid-Atlantic states following Wednesday's warm-up. On the plains, cold weather once again entrenched across the region. Some light snow in the northern portion of the region. Eastern Dakotas, again, low temperatures drop down to 10 to 25 below zero. Now where it's warmer, Brazil. Rain fell in about nearly half of Brazil's summer crop country yesterday and early this morning. Amounts up to about an inch occurred in central Mato Grosso, and over three-quarters of an inch occurred in Goias. Rainfall elsewhere from portions of Sao Paulo into western Minas Gerais to Mato Grosso do Sul and the remainder of Mato Grosso range from just a few hundredths of an inch up to two-thirds of an inch. That does look like Brazil will slowly work its way out of the persistently wet weather, and that has prevailed for weeks, and the change will be most noticeable late this month and early March. The computer model forecasts have reduced the rain potential in far southern Brazil compared to what we looked at on the model yesterday. The change will bring a period of net drying from Rio Grande do Sul into southwestern Paraná for the majority of the first week of the forecast. As far as Argentina, not much change made in their forecast over the next 10 days or so. Random showers will occur today and Friday without much rain resulting. A better chance for precipitation will occur Sunday and Monday, when about three-quarters of the nation is expected to receive anywhere up to an inch and a quarter and maybe even a few greater amounts. Argentina's driest area remains in southern Buenos Aires and La Pampa. Both provinces are important sunseed production areas, and they do produce some corn. Soybean areas located further to the north are mostly in good condition with little change expected, as long as the Sunday-Monday rain event occurs as expected. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
Let's look at overnight trade on the Board of Trade. Up mostly in corn and wheat, beans down a little bit. The March wheat in Kansas City at 4.78 and 3 quarters on the open overnight, up 2 and 3 quarters. Last change up 2 and 3 quarters. May, the 4.87 on the open, down or up 1, last trade up 1. March, 4.52 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters on the open, last trade up 2. May, 4.67, up 1.5, last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. July wheat in Chicago, 4.75.5, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. March corn opened at 393, up 3 quarters, last traded up 1 and 3 quarters. The May at 404 and 3 quarters, up a quarter, last trade up 1.5. July corn opened unchanged at 411, last traded up 2. September 399, unchanged, last traded up 2 as well. December corn at 391, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. March oats at 250 on the open, unchanged, last trade down 3 quarters. In the soybeans, March opened at 741 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters, last traded down 1 and 3 quarters. The May at 756, down 1 and a quarter, last trade down 2 and a quarters. July, 769 and a half, down 1, last trade down 1 and a half. November beans, 791 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down 0.5. In the products, March bean meal opened at 213.70, unchanged, last trade down 8. And bean oil for March opened at 30.47, up 4, last trade up or down 1. Joining us now for an analysis and a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Looks like we've got some maybe some positioning happening in front of tomorrow's supply-demand report.
Yeah, I think we will continue to see positioning there. The corn market may early on key off these good export bookings that came out at 7:30 at 36.1 million bushel. The high end of the trade estimates was just over 30 million. We did, however, on the negative side, break through a 20-day moving average, which is pretty critical for funds to trip out of long positions. We'll be steady, maybe as much as three higher on the opening, but it'll be interesting to see how this thing closes.
Those export numbers were strong in the beans, but there are some other things that are dragging that market down, perhaps?
I think so. The commercials have really kind of turned the corner here and are looking at a little more bearish posture. We do have a good export pace. There's an awful lot of talk about large ending stocks in the U.S. and the globe showing up on tomorrow's report. So that will probably overtake the good export bookings that came in at 29.5 million bushel. Steady, maybe a penny better in the beans. Going to have a hard time.
And what's moving the wheat market today, you think?
Commercials are bearish. They want to sell little rallies in here. We did have a big range overnight. I think that portends a higher market for the open, maybe one to three higher. talk about winter kill in the southern plains. Another storm coming through, not a lot of precipitation, but ice again looks kind of negative.
And your call on the Merck today.
At the Merck, I think we'll see cattle futures higher. The cash cattle calls up $1 to $3. Seems to be some real good packer inquiry at better prices, $90 to $93 in the northern plains, $90.43 to $1.45 in the beef. Good cutouts. We've gained about $3.50 in the choice cutouts this week. Futures will be up 20 to maybe 60 cents. In the hogs, probably a little mixed. I expect to see continued bull spreading, but up a half, down a half type of market in the futures.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Quick look at the Dow. It's down 33 points at the moment at 12,634. The NASDAQ is down almost 10 at 2,481. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 2 degrees in Urbana at 901 Central.